pata treve pena na kuba ne mwapepera kuba ne no mwapepako na ifetwa mpepera ko. That's how it is. It's a Sunday, bit of Sunday, and of course we wish you a Merry Christmas from all of us as Kombon Radio. You and your family have a blessed and beautiful Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. And up next is Kombon Radio Afternoon News. Thank you. Thank you.
Your business deserves the freedom to move full speed. With Access Pay and our dedicated SME mobile app, your finances are always within reach. Track payments with ease, complete transactions in seconds, and stay firmly in control of your cash flow. Anytime. No delays, no disruptions, only seamless, secure banking designed for growth. Sign up on Access Pay or download the Access Bank SME mobile app today. Call your relationship manager or call 202 and get started. Access Bank, more than banking.
FNB's group savings account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's group savings account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 360 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio.
Youth activists are calls for urgent action on a teenage pregnancy and STI surge. In African news, Nigeria reopens 47 schools after mass abduction closures. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. A youth activist from Serenja District in Central Province, Peter Achola Mwanalesa, has expressed a deep concern over the alarming rise in teenage pregnancies and sexually transmitted infections, STIs, in the area. According to statistics recently released by the Minister of Health during the youth endeavor held at the Provincial Resource Center in Serenje, the district recorded 2,432 new teenage pregnancies among girls aged 10 to 24 in 2025. The Minister of Health also reviewed that 2,568 new STI infections were documented in the same period. Reacting to the figures, Mwanalesa described the situation as dire and unacceptable for the district. He emphasized the urgent need to address the crisis to curb both the infection rates and the number of teenage pregnancies. Mwanalesa urged all stakeholders in the district to take immediate action, warning that failure to do so would lead to a worsening of the situation. He challenged young people to become role models and take responsibility for their lives to help reduce these numbers. A civic leader from Musofu in Mukushi District, Ernest Chitafu, has voiced his disappointment with the contractor who was engaged to construct the Chisanga staff house, citing prolonged delays in the project's implementation. Mr. Chitafu said the contractor allegedly abandoned the construction site for close to 8 months, prompting the local council to terminate the contract. He noted that the delay undermined the public confidence and deprived the community of much-needed staff accommodation. He has therefore urged the local authorities to be more thorough in selecting contractors, emphasizing the need to engage firms that are reliable and capable of completing public projects.
The contract was terminated with the previous contractor, and the council, they are doing everything possible following their procedure so that they can now come up with another contractor who is going to finish up the staff house. Quite all right, it's a very disappointing thing because you cannot contract someone to construct a staff house and he fails to deliver that. That's more contract of building a staff house. If such contractor can fail to finish a house, that tells us that they are not even capable to do any, even constructing a toilet. So I'm waiting the council going forward to ensure that they pick the best contractor so that work can be moving.
The Zambian Governance Foundation, ZGF, says it will next year extend a five-year institutional funding through the Civil Society Strengthening Fund, CSSF, to a total of 38 civil society organizations. Speaking during the end-of-year media engagement in Lusaka, ZGF Executive Director Ngwasa Mwale disclosed that each organization will receive average funding worth 2,500,000 kwacha over the five-year period. Ms. Mwale said that this represents a total average investment of 100 million kwacha in Zambia's civil society sector. She stated that this commitment reflects her organization's belief that strong institutions at community and district level are essential to Zambia's decentralization agenda, to effective service delivery, and to accountable governance. And Ms. Mwale stated that ZGF's work in 2025 also reaffirmed the importance of anchoring development in communities themselves. She explained that this is the reason ZGF has continued to work with the 9 community foundations in Rufunza, Chisamba, Chibombo, and Luangwa, with potential to cascade to other provinces once lessons are learned.
Each organization will receive average funding worth 2,500,000 kwacha over the five-year period. That is the total over the five-year period. This represents a total investment within the 38 civil society organizations of almost 100 million kwacha. which will be pumped into Zambia civil society sector. Not everyone, not throughout the country, but we are guided by our resource envelope, but also the target districts where we are working in. This committee